Today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We are talking about Little Shop of Horrors. So this episode goes out to all the mean green mothers from outer space living out on Skid Row. Oh, we're having some fun now. Here we go. Okay, now we just start.
We just all start talking?
Yeah.
And go. At the same time. Here we go. One, two, three.
So my favorite
part of Horrors, I've seen it a lot, is from like when I was a kid.
All right, welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors today, and guess what? Hey, everybody, we have a special guest. First of all, I'm James, and with me, as always,
is Elise.
That's right. And, you know, we've been three episodes into this thing. This is the fourth episode.
Strong.
We said, you know what? We're gonna do something a little different. We're going to bring in a guest. And Elise suggested some really great guests, and they couldn't make it. So I was like, I guess my brother could join us. So
Plan F or something?
Yeah, Plan F.
Can we just, I'm Nathan. We'll cut past all that stuff.
Okay, so here we go. Nathan, my younger brother. He is here. He said, oh, you're doing a thing about musicals. When you do an episode about Little Shop of Horrors, let me know. I want to be a guest. So, here we are.
Yep, I made it.
You made it. You flew out.
Yep.
To the studio.
Yep, we're here live in studio together.
Yep. Thanks for
to talk about Little Shop of Horrors.
Thanks for joining us, Nathan. Let me start with this. How come that was the musical that you said I want to be on that episode?
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, it was the first one that came to mind, and it probably shouldn't have because I like a lot of musicals more than this one.
Okay, but... why are we doing this? Cut. Let's watch a different one.
I mean, I like this one. This one's good. I've got
I guess
I was like, assuming that was like your number one top favorite.
No, I've told a couple of people that I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got to do this thing with my brother. And they're like, oh, what musical? And I'm like, Little Shop of Horrors. And they're like, both of them said, well, why didn't you do like Les Mis? You like that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap, I do.
Yeah.
And they're like, Moulin Rouge is your favorite movie. I was like, oh crap, it is. That's my favorite.
Oh my gosh. So why are we doing this, man?
Well, maybe if this goes well, then you could just come back for one or two or eight of the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. You could always come back
and
do another.
The ones that he likes in front of all, you know, this one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, but so now that we've established you don't even really like this musical, so why did you pick it?
Because... like, you guys were never going to talk about it, probably, unless I said
it. Oh,
no. No, it was on our list.
I love
really?
I love this musical. I think
not,
it's so
not
great.
Not for me. I hadn't experienced it
No,
yet.
She said, is that the one with the transvestite from Transylvania? And I'm like, no, that's Rocky Horror. Different horror.
Yes.
Similar titles.
Yeah. I think probably a lot of people get confused, because you're right. Not a lot of people know this musical. It's kind of a cult classic. Mm-hmm. So what, Nathan, what about it stood out to you?
Well, I have it. And so I saw it recently again, and it's just funny.
It's goofy
and funny. But I remember one of my first memories, I think, ever of it was falling asleep in our parents' bed one night and waking up at like 2 a.m. to one of the scenes that was just like terrifying to 7-year-old Nathan.
Yeah.
And just waking up being like, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not. It's
which it's not.
It's not scary. No, it's. I think it's a little disturbing. It's kind of along the same lines as a Sweeney Todd musical or something, where it's kind of.
Oh, I like Sweeney Todd. Dang it!
Another one he likes more than this.
Okay, we'll see. Actually, I got somebody else already called Sweeney Todd. Sorry, buddy.
That's fine.
So
this is news to me.
Oh no, it's you. You're the one that called it. So. Elise, this was your first time seeing it. What did you think?
I honestly expected so much weirder, which was good because I felt like, you know, I was prepared for what was happening.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be weird people dressed up, lots of like makeup. I think I was thinking of the
Rocky Horror.
Yeah. So basically I loved it. And, I mean, you know, the plant guy, that's kind of weird. It's a little bit of, you know, adjusting, getting used to that. But once I got over it, I loved it. Thought it was great.
Mm, okay. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with Little Shop of Horrors, basically, I mean, this whole thing is a spoiler, so I'm just kind of, I won't tell you everything, but basically what happens is this guy gets a plant from outer space, and he tries to...
Well, he doesn't go to outer space.
No, the plant comes down from outer space during a total eclipse of the sun.
Ding!
And he buys the plant for, I think he says $1.59 or something like that. So he's trying to figure out a way to feed the plant. Nothing's working. And then he finds out the plant eats blood. And so he's pretty much draining himself of blood until he has to end up murdering people. He has to resort to murdering to feed his plant. And then it's just in hilarity ensues from murder.
Because... You know, at least thought it was going to be weird.
Yeah.
But
she was like, oh, this isn't weird. This is
normal. Well, compared to a lot of other weird things.
Yeah.
That I've seen.
Good point.
It was probably very strange for its time. It came out in 86. So probably very, very strange. But there's been weirder things since then. But let's talk about the music, because I think this musical has a very specific genre. That not a lot of musicals have. What would you classify the music as in this?
Punk rock. Just kidding.
No.
It's like doo-wop.
Yeah.
50s.
Very doo-woppy. Doo-woppy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So it starts, you know, Little shop of horrors.
Little shop.
I don't know if that's in there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Rewatch it.
Do you have what do you feel about this song, Elise? Because this was your first time. I mean, this is the first song in this musical. It starts, and there's this voiceover like, "Not too long ago, in a decade very near our own." You know, and he's like, a plant came from outer space or whatever he says.
I don't think he says that.
He says to take over the human race or something. And then the music starts. And these like ladies come out and they're all, you know, Destiny's Child knit.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
A little chop. So what did you think when it started? Were you like, oh, what?
Well, you know, right before we started, I said, I literally don't know what to expect. And you said, all you need to know is that it starts with little shop of horrors.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a joke. So I was like, that's funny. And then it started and I was shocked.
Oh, but you got goosebumps, didn't you? You said James predicted the future and it is good. And I'm getting goose pimples.
I don't know why. I just really thought that was a joke. I didn't think that it was that kind of doo-wop music. I thought it was going to I mean, I guess I was just thinking because of horrors in the title. Thought it would be a little more, you know, slow and dark.
Dark, gloomy. Yeah. Yeah, good point. So that song starts. No, that song ends. Well, it does start at one point, and then eventually it
does.
Ends.
It doesn't keep going.
A lot of, you know, a lot of songs in this musical do that. They start at one point and then
they end. Catch that.
Yeah. Wow. Watch it again.
I think I will.
It's like
little... I'm going to see you guys later. I'm going to go watch it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So then we see that this place is set in a little shop, not of horrors, but of flowers.
Oh, okay.
It turns into horrors, but when it starts, it's a little shop of flowers. Called...
Little Shop of Flowers.
Exactly. It's called Mushnick's, and it's down on Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
On Skid Row. Now, you sent me a picture recently, Elise, of you. You were watching, you were listening to that song again. And it's one of my favorite songs in the musical.
I agree. It is one of your favorite songs.
But no, Nathan, so it's one of your, I'm guessing it's one of yours.
Yeah.
What do you like about it? Is it the stomping?
Yeah, it is the stomping.
And they stomp in rhythm. So you go, that's me stomping. I can't.
So good. And plus the great array of characters that they pan to mm-hmm. say Skid Row or some other random phrase.
Yeah, there's the guy in the gutter and he pops up and he's like, "By Subway." Or whatever. Yeah. I don't remember what he's
saying. Yeah. The sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
By Subway. Oh, yeah. Elise, you halfway through the song, you were like, "Oh, I know this song." Yes. And you could not stop giggling.
Yes.
What was so funny? What was so funny about this song to you?
My good buddy, I have this friend named Ben Schwartz. We hang out a lot, and I heard him singing the song.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he has this pep in his step when he sings it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I could think about as it was playing. It's just his rendition, which is beautiful, by the way.
Now what part is this? Is this where he's going, "I gotta get out of here. Let me get out of here. I'll get out of here. Mm-hmm. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here."
Downtown.
It's so good. And then the creepy people start climbing on the fence. Downtown. Yeah. That's your home address. You live downtown. Whatever.
Are we just going to sing this whole song?
I really want to.
That's what he wanted to do. He just, he just needed to be led there.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been recording for about 15 minutes now. If you guys could just be quiet, and I'll just reenact the rest of the musical.
Gladly.
Adaru. Next song. That's the name of the next song. Adaru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really, it's almost like a talking song.
It is exactly like that.
But this one is probably one of my favorite songs in the musical, because it's so catchy, and they just go, "Daru," but they always change like the daru, what they say, like "shoop daru," and then like there's like the
"good for you,"
"good for you," or the guy, the Chinese guy, his name is Chang, and they're like "Chang daru," "Audrey too," whatever. Oh, it's so I just love this song. What'd you think, Elise? This is where this is where the plant first shows up, and we get a glimpse of it as being extraterrestrial. Did you kind of go,
right?
Huh?
I said, "Dadu?
Dadu?"
No, actually, I think after it was over, you said, "That's like one of my favorite songs." And I was like, huh?
You were like, "Why? But why?"
Exactly. But I've been listening to all the songs on Spotify, and you're right. It's those little comments in the background that really sell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the shorter songs. It's not a super long song. It's almost like a, I don't know. It's not even a real song. It's like a flashback or something, you know, but,
just a way to like sum things up.
Yeah, kind of. But it sticks out in my mind. I'll just find myself today. I found myself today going, "Dadu."
Well, we've all been there.
The Dadu syndrome. Yep. Downtown. We've all been downtown. Nathan, you've said multiple times you want to be Seymour. You want to be Seymour in a live action version of this.
Yeah. Which, for the record, would be terrible because I've never done a live action version of anything.
Yeah, but I mean, you got the chops, man. I think you could pull it off. But the reason I bring this up is because the next song is "Grow for Me," and it's really the first time Seymour gets his own like song where he really gets to shine vocally, if you can call it shining vocally. He's kind of,
I don't know that I would.
He's kind of twerpy. He doesn't have the best vocals, but it really matches his character. But that being said, you kind of see him emote a little bit more in this song. So what about this song makes you go, "Oh, I wish I was Seymour"?
I don't know, getting to sing at a plant? That's my lifelong dream.
Yeah, you could do that right now. Just outside.
Yeah, you could probably do that at home.
Just go outside in the front yard and scream at your plants while people walk by.
It's okay. I'm practicing. I'm from a movie.
Practice, practice, practice.
I would love to see that.
I don't know. I just, it's not so much that like him, that it's like his chance to shine that I like about it, but it's just like, I feel like the movie does a good job at, through the songs that he sings, you get to see like the torture in his mind about having to do this type of stuff. And so when he realizes like, oh crap, I know how to feed this thing and it's my blood, and he still decides to do it.
Yeah.
And then knowing where it ends up, crap, man.
Yeah, he grows up he makes the plant grow, and then he goes up the stairs and he's like, grow for me. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. That sounded exactly like that.
Yeah.
Grow for me.
Yeah, there you go. He's walking up the stairs. Okay, whatever. Little bits that people don't even care about.
Little bits of horror.
Elise, this is the first time in the musical where you go, oh, he has to give his thing blood. What do you think about that?
Well, I laugh because I did not understand at first. Because he, you know, just happens to cut his finger. Yeah. Really randomly while he's down there. Mm-hmm. And then he's sucking his own blood.
Oh yeah,
he out goes of his finger. Yes. And then the plant starts doing it back. So I just thought that was just supposed to be funny. I don't know.
It is funny.
I did not. Well, yeah, I just didn't see that coming. But I don't try to predict things. So I was just like, huh?
You did say, oh, that's weird. Because I kept cutting to the plant and the plant's looking at his bleeding finger just going. And it was weird. This little puppet.
Well, it goes on for like 10 minutes just to this plant making kissing noises. And I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, that's funny, but where is this going to go?
Yeah.
You know? So I got other things I got to do. So you guys could wrap it up. That'd be great.
But then the plant grows. And it grows. And Audrey, too. I mean, it's a strange and unusual plant that he puts in the window to attract the new customers to Mushnik's.
It's simply amazing.
That guy comes in, my, what a strange and unusual plant you have. I'll have I love how he's like, oh, while I'm here, I'll have $50 worth of roses. And they're like,
do you have change for 100?
And they're like, no, well, I guess I'll have to take twice as many. So cheesy.
That part is twice as many, twice as many, twice as many, and then it cuts to the hobels on the other side of the glass, just mouth it. Yeah.
Twice as many.
That always gets me.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I realize on a podcast, like I can't really sell the joke.
Yeah. People no, just have no, to go no.
I was about
it.
To just be like, and then they go, isn't that funny? Listen to listeners.
Oh, yeah. So we're establishing... I don't know why I'm about to say this, but this is a funny musical. We're establishing it's funny.
Well, from the title, you just have no idea.
That's true, I guess. Now, Nathan, if you were to pick anybody else to play Seymour, who would you pick? I'm putting you
like
on the spot.
As an actor?
Yeah, like a celebrity.
No, it just as like a person.
Oh, celebrity.
Yeah, no, not like his. Like, well, I know this cool guy. I see him at Freebirds.
He's already said that.
I see him at Chipotle every once in a while. And...
well, I don't know. How old is Seymour supposed to be? Like, is he like young 20s, older 20s?
My guess is 30.
He's a 30-year-old.
That's my guess.
Do I have to know if this person can sing or not?
Let's go with no for now. Let's just go with no.
Okay.
Just pick somebody that you think would fit the role well without knowing their talent level as far as singing goes.
Okay. I don't know why I can't think of the dude's name, but he played Ben on Parks and Rec.
Oh, Adam Scott.
Yeah, I could see that.
Adam Scott,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I could That'd see be him being a reserved little... dork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elise, what about you?
Well, I would have to say Fred Armisen.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
Oh man.
You know what? I was just getting ready to say, actually, both of you are wrong because I have the best answer ever, but I think I'm wrong now.
Oh, okay.
Fred Armisen is such a good answer. I was going to say Josh Gad.
Right?
Josh Gad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, you both disagree hard. No, Fred Armisen.
He's got too much personality.
Yeah, there's too much going on.
I feel like I couldn't see him reining it back.
Yeah. But yeah, Fred Armisen. That's a good call. Man. Yeah, he already looks like he dresses the part.
It's perfect.
He is Seymour.
Slide right in there, nobody would notice.
Yeah. I think you know what? I think we watched it with Fred Armisen in it.
That's probably where I got that idea.
It says Rick Moranis, but it might have just been Fred Armisen.
Oh, did you guys get that?
He just changed his name.
Yeah. Is that what happened? Rick Moranis, when he just disappeared off the face of the earth, it was because he changed his name to Fred Armisen?
Oh, yeah.
It's like how many people know that? Mandela effect stuff. If you go back and watch any Rick Moranis movie now, it's just Fred Armisen. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Like, Honey,
it's Fred Armisen. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Oh, but I love that.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What about Audrey? Who would play Audrey?
Oh my gosh.
That's honestly such a hard question because what even is Audrey? You know what I mean?
I know her voice. Not very many people have that Seymour.
Yeah, I mean the voice
I just
that
got
she
punched
talks
in the face, Seymour.
Which, side note, let me just say I love the humor in getting someone to talk like that and then sing as big as she does.
I know. Yeah. I could not get past that.
That's so good.
It is
I
really
mean,
funny.
And during the whole Suddenly Seymour song, was I not just laughing the entire time?
Yeah, you were. I mean,
That's
it was
a serious song.
It was
oh
funny,
my
though.
Gosh.
She's reclaiming her life, Elise.
I mean, and yeah, I guess I apologize. Whatever. But
okay.
But she does. So, it is funny because she goes,
she sings the way I try to like jokingly sing, but she crushes it.
But crushes that, it. Like on that song, and sorry we're jumping ahead to it, but
how dare you?
When I watched it this time, which is probably like the 25th time I've seen it, that time I was like, oh my gosh, she's over singing it as a joke. That's like part of the humor. Like it never crossed my mind that she's like, like that it's that's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, that's like the only thing I actually got. So
no, and that's she kind of does that a little bit when we see a little glimpse of it in
the Downtown song.
Yeah, in Downtown and then in Somewhere That's Green when she's singing about, which that was another one, Elise, you were dying. Cause the little details she does like the kids sing howdy doody. While the sun sets in the west.
I think my favorite part was
on the furniture.
Yeah, plastic on the furniture. And she's like talking to
My favorite part was she's like, we'll have a washer and a dryer.
Yeah.
It's like everyone else. Like
Snuggle watching Lucy on the big enormous 12-inch screen. Sorry, James, I stole yours.
Oh, enormous 12-inch screen. Yeah.
Oh, maybe you could play her, actually.
I mean, I'm not doing so
now
badly.
We're getting somewhere.
I couldn't hit those notes she belts, though. No. Not doing it. I really don't know who I would get to play this part, though. Maybe Kristen Wiig?
That's what I thought, but then I felt bad for, like, because we just mentioned her. So I feel like I'm going to mention
her. I was just
thinking
that. Like, I listened to y'all's first podcast. You guys were like, what about Kristen Wiig?
Well, I just think she's funny and talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like she could make any role awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dinner roll.
Here comes the general.
Here comes the general. Oh, different musical. then we at this point in the musical, the plant's growing. And those Destiny's Child ladies come back out. Oh, you know who should play them is the Skylar sisters.
I was just thinking that. Really? I'm so serious. I almost said work, and then, like started to go into that whole thing.
Yeah, imagine them coming out, but the Skylar sisters coming out and being like, "Ooh, we're having some fun now." Whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, we're having some fun now.
That'd be great.
Oh, I love that song too because we just had the Somewhere That's Green song where it's like kind of softer. It's like this daydream that Audrey's having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's having it.
Thanks, guys. And then they start going some fun now, and it's kind of like this montage scene of hey, the place is really booming. And I don't know. It's a little scene, but I really like that song.
It's that moment of happiness before the world turns upside down.
Yes. Why? This is why Hamilton ruins everything. Because you could be talking about something completely different. And it
to be fair, I wasn't planning on saying that. It just happened.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on.
All right.
But you're right. This song it is kind of the calm before the storm, because they're like, ooh, everything's going great. Basically is what mm-hmm. they're saying. And then the mm-hmm. next song, it goes, bo bo bump, bump, bo bo bump, bump. And we see Steve Martin riding in on his motorcycle. And he really does change the tone of the musical, because he's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. You have someone to root against all of a sudden.
Yeah. Elise, when you see this guy on the motorcycle, and I'm asking you because you've had the most fresh experience with this musical. When you see him, do you expect him to pop off the motorcycle, rip off the leather jacket, and be like, son, be a dentist? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, like when it first started, it was showing all the names, and I was like, I'm sorry, Steve Martin is in this? And then I started to get real excited because, I mean, it's Steve Martin.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was very surprised. I mean, I didn't feel like, it was weird. Like, I didn't expect him to be that kind of a character.
Yeah.
But he killed it.
Oh, he's mm-hmm. so good in that role. He's
so good.
That whole dentist song could go on forever. Just like him singing to different people in mm-hmm. their little dentist chairs and just pulling teeth out. Oh my gosh, I love the view from inside the mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so disturbing. We haven't even mentioned this yet, but I feel like it's worth mentioning. The animatronics in this movie are unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
like holy cow.
The plant once it gets huge. I mean, the way the lips move and the little vines and everything. Yeah. It's cool.
This
Yeah, like I wanted to make fun of it, but it's actually not so bad.
Yeah. I love the practical effects, and I think this was because the movie, the puppets and everything were the Jim Henson Muppets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Frank Oz directed it, and he's the voice of Miss Piggy and like Yoda and Fozzie Bear.
And Fozzie.
And so, it's Jim Henson quality puppets in this movie, which is just great.
And you know what? The kids these days don't understand that type of stuff.
They don't understand how dope.
If this was made now, that would have been all computer animated and ruined everything.
It really would have, though. We're talking about remaking it, but if they ever remake it, please, please use puppets again. We've learned our lesson from Star Wars.
They're going to consult this podcast before remaking it. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. Steve Martin does a great job in this. I was trying to think, I know we keep talking about replacing people, but I was trying to think of who would I get to replace Steve Martin as the dentist. And now I'm going to ask you guys again, because I have a few great answers, but I want to see what you guys say.
After you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't know what happens on this podcast. I was not prepared for this.
It's okay, man.
Should have done your studying.
I don't know. Who could do a good job with that? Adam Scott?
Didn't you already say Adam? Kristen Wiig?
He just wants Adam Scott to do the whole play. Just all of it.
We're not... What, are we talking one-man show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very little shop of horrors. It's a closet and only one dude can fit in there.
Hey, I support it. So you're sticking with that answer?
For now.
Yeah, keep thinking about it.
Change it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once James says his great answer.
Yeah, maybe you could just vote.
Okay, I'll give you three options, because I think these are the three best options I could have thought of, and you guys can vote on them. So
wait, when do I get to say mine?
Oh, I thought you didn't have one. That's why I was...
I have one. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, bring it on.
Ben Stiller.
That is not the road I was going down, but that's kind of funny.
Oh, dang. Get Jack Black in there.
Come on. You could see it.
Jack Black,
you could
too.
See it.
Yeah. I liked Ben Stiller. I liked Jack Black. I went a different kind of route.
Liam Neeson?
No, not that different.
That's too
Will
scary.
Forte. I did Will Forte.
Oh.
Or
remind me who that is?
He's MacGruber.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, Jason Sudeikis or Ed Helms.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know if Ed Helms could do it, but I can see Jason Sudeikis doing it.
Yeah, it's because there's a fine line. You need to overact in that role. But, like, someone like Steve Martin overacts, but, like, is still believable somehow. Ed Helms, you'd be like, all right, this guy needs to stop.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
That is true. But, I mean, yeah, I could picture Sudeikis being on the ground with that gas mask on. Well, what'd I ever do to you?
Which, by the way, that's the scene that I woke up to as a 7-year-old in the middle of the night, terrified. A guy pointing a gun at some dude in a white room. He's just laughing hysterically and breathing in this mask and then dies. I was like...
I'm surprised you ever gave the movie a second chance.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
So now the plant is getting bigger, and he says... at this point, too, the plant has never talked before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was an interesting surprise.
So the plant falls over, all kind of dying, and Seymour's like, I don't have any more blood to give you. I'm so tired. And the plant goes, feed me. And then he jumps into his song.
Pretty good.
Bump, bump. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. I can't help it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Oh man, it's you don't expect. First of all, you don't expect the plant to talk. Second, mm-mm. You don't expect the plant to have that voice, like an old blues singer voice or something like that.
Yeah,
so bizarre.
Who is that? Is anybody?
I don't even
famous?
Know. I don't think so.
Yeah, he was the lead singer of a band.
No way.
Mm. Yeah. Don't act like everyone in a musical was the lead singer of a band.
Just mean like you said a band like that was the name of the band. You're gonna get it. Sorry, going back into the song. Woo woo. So I love this song because Seymour's like, I don't want to kill anybody to get you food. And halfway through, the plant's like, you know, some people deserve to die. And he's like, no, they don't. And then Steve Martin drives up in his motorcycle, which I love how he hops off of it and the motorcycle keeps going and then stops.
Why is that so funny?
I don't
know. That shouldn't be that funny.
Did we already get past the part where Seymour's just out in the alley and he hears a motorcycle and the next thing you know, it just flies out of the sky and just stops on a dime?
Oh, so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like really far away. Like, you just hear the motorcycle, and then all of a sudden it's like, vroom, and lands. Oh, it's so funny.
Sorry. But yeah, the motorcycle.
Well, no, at this point, Seymour's like, oh, wait, maybe I can kill somebody. Maybe that's okay. Maybe some people do.
Great timing, by the way.
Yeah. So, side note, when I was watching it just the other night, whenever he is, like, yelling at Audrey because she's not with him or whatever, I guess I never really paid attention to what he was saying, but he's like yelling at her and then she comes running down the street and he's like falling off the bike.
Oh, that's so good.
So
that guy deserves to die, right? Like, at least in the context of the musical. And then one of the best scenes, in my opinion, happens is when he goes in to kill Steve Martin's character, the dentist, and Bill Murray's there, and Bill Murray's like loving
the
pain.
What was that about?
I don't know,
but creepy.
I that makes me laugh so hard. Bill Murray in the chair, just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a candy bar. That's so weird.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
Just the whole time he's talking about how many dentists he goes to see while he's packing his mouth full of gauze. And
he just does it himself.
His own bib out, adjusting the light.
Oh, it's so good. So no, then we kind of talked about it. Then Steve Martin dies. I mean, the character. The dentist dies. Does he have a name or is it just the dentist? I don't remember.
Yeah, he does. It's I don't remember, but she definitely says his name.
Give me a chance.
It's like E-O or something.
E-R-O.
Glad I can help.
There you go.
Is it any more vowels it starts with?
I think there's an
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyways, so the guy dies, and then Seymour's like, the best way to feed him to this plant is probably chop him up into little bits. So he,
Doesn't make sense.
Orin Scrivello.
Okay. What'd you say, Elise?
DDS.
I was just saying him chopping it up doesn't really make a lot of sense because he didn't do that, you know, later.
Well, he was instructed to the first time.
Why?
Because he's like, chop him up first. And he's like, oh.
I mean, why didn't the plant just say, hey, all you got to do is scoot him this way?
Well, maybe he wasn't big enough yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, I believe
maybe,
that. Yeah, he's
got
to take little bites.
Little bites of Orin.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Okay, so then there's a weird song. I don't really like it. I don't know. There's that supper time. That is a good song. It's supper time. It's kind of it's a creepy.
That's not next.
Suddenly Seymour. Seymour.
Yeah, do not skip.
Well, we kind of talked about it, so.
Yeah, but
lift up your head.
Keep going, man.
No.
I'm going to lift up my head. I was looking down, and when you said that, I was immediately focused
on
you.
Here is my Kleenex.
Wipe that lipstick away.
Wait.
Like, why is he telling her to take her lipstick off?
That is weird.
She's crying. He's like, oh, wipe your lipstick off.
Because he's trying to show her that he wants her to be her. You know, mm-hmm. He accepts her for who she is.
Hmm. I get that.
That's what the song should have been called.
Not suddenly,
I accept
Seymour.
You for
yeah.
Who
be
you
who
are.
You are.
Yeah, you do you.
You do you.
Yes.
That'll be in the remake.
Yeah, that fits.
Okay, so yeah. Is that all you guys want to say?
That's my favorite song. I just want that to be known.
Oh, okay. It comes back at the end. It's one of the few songs that gets like a reprise.
What a surprise for me.
Whenever I was watching it with my wife, after the whole thing, I was like, what was your favorite song? She goes, Not Suddenly Seymour, yikes.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's because of the chick's voice.
But it's funny. It's part of the joke.
Yeah, I know. But she was not into it.
So, but she probably didn't like the musical at all, though, did she?
She thought it was fine.
Okay.
She's going to listen to this.
She was like, why are you going to be on that episode?
She was one of the people that named several other musicals that I like better.
Yeah. What did she... I mean, she's not on here, so... But what was her favorite musical?
Bring her in.
I mean,
quick.
Her favorite song.
She liked the Somewhere That's Green song, I think.
Okay.
She was laughing pretty good at that one.
It's a good song. That's something people... Maybe we already said this, but like people need to know this is funny.
Yeah, it is.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, we're really harping on that.
It's not heavy handed. Like if you don't know going into it, that this is supposed to be funny. You may miss that it's a comedy.
Okay.
And you may just be like, wow, this movie's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could know it's funny and still think it's stupid, though.
Well, fair.
That's why it's a cult classic. No, you know, not a lot of people. It didn't really have a lot of mainstream success, I don't think.
Hmm.
I could be wrong.
Maybe.
I was only 2 months old when the movie came out, so I don't remember the crowd reaction to it.
Man.
So.
It was nominated for 2 Oscars.
Really? For what?
Best effects and visual effects. Oh, no, yeah. And then Best Music Original Song.
Which song?
Which song? Oh, man.
Which song?
None of the ones
song?
That it should have been.
What was it named?
Mean Green Mother from Outer Space.
What? Oh,
that's like an afterthought song.
I know.
I don't agree with that. Who thought that was the best one? They should have done Skid Row. Skid Row should have been nominated.
I'm going to call the Oscars.
How dare they? The
excuse me, Oscar?
1987 Oscars.
Is this the Oscar? give him the phone.
Oh, that's really weird. Well, let's talk about that song since most of the other songs are all reprises. Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. Oscar-nominated Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. What? I mean, do you like that song?
No.
Not really.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's kind of catchy. Just a mean green mother from outer space and I'm bad. And the little plants go, B-A, bad. I think that's with it. No, mean green bad.
Just start spelling bad and then we're like, no, let's just say it.
B-A, oh no.
It's too long.
I mean, it's got some catchy moments, I guess, in it. Is that the one where they...
Well, that's the scene when he's trying to eat Seymour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like as big as he'll ever be. He like rips out the walls of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and okay, he tries to kill Seymour. Let's talk about this for a second.
Let's talk about it.
Because this movie, it has a different ending than the actual, like, the original ending from the musical stage version.
Right.
And we watched, Elise and I watched both versions, but we started with the good ending, which is when he kind of runs away with Audrey. They get away, they kill the plant, they blow it up with electricity, mm-hmm. something like that.
Which, if I know anything from Pokemon, electricity does very little to plant types.
good call. So, yeah, they blow this plant up, run away, happy ever after.
But we do see that small plant in their yard.
Yes, which is so... That's a good way to keep kind of the spirit of the original ending.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like this story is resolved, but is it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The end question mark. But then the stage play version has a song called, I think the song's called Don't Feed the Plants. Mm-hmm. And this is them. The plants basically take over the world. Seymour dies. Mm-hmm. No, Audrey dies first. Seymour tries to kill the plant and then basically gives up. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nathan, you've seen it more recently. Can you kind of explain what... Because you hated it.
I hated it so much. Because I wasn't expecting the alternate ending. Or original ending, I guess. It was terrible. Because... Okay. So, in the theatrical release, he gets away. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back in to fight it one last time and kill it, right? So in this version, he gets Audrey out, he takes her outside, and then she's like, well, I guess I'm going to die any minute. Better feed me to the plant so you can always take care of me. And he is like sad, but like, okay, and then feeds her and it's all dramatic. And then he's like immediately leaves to go kill himself. What happened to your promise of taking care of Audrey? Why'd you even feed her to him if you're not going to then take care of it? Like you said.
Yeah.
But then... Like, the whole thing with him dying, and then the plants just taking over for, what, it was like 25 minutes of scenes of him taking over cities?
It feels like that. I think the actual alternate version is about 9 minutes longer than the theater version. So there's pretty much about 9 minutes of the plants destroying the world. And we're like, we get it.
Just turned into a Michael Bay film at that point. Yeah. And I was done.
And I mean, mm-hmm. once again, great special effects.
It's true. It's better than Ghostbusters.
It really is, yeah. But I don't know why we're comparing it to Ghostbusters, though. That's a weird thing to say. Better than Ghostbusters.
Seems to keep coming
like
up.
Ghostbusters is the standard.
Of giant things okay. over cities.
Okay, well, in that case, worse than the new King Kong. Anyways, so...
better than the original King Kong.
Ooh, good point. You got me. yeah. That's it.
So basically, we're saying we hate that version. We like the much shorter version, the less explosion version.
Yeah, there's a reason that they made that switch.
Yeah, and now I will say, today I got curious because... Even though the movie has the alternate ending of the plants taking over the world, which is the play version's ending, but the play version obviously wouldn't have all those special effects. So I got curious today and I went back and watched a different version of it, like a local theater group performing it. And it actually was a better ending that way because they sing the Don't Feed the Plants finale, But then there's not like 9 minutes of plants taking over the world. They basically take a bow, and then Seymour and Audrey come out to help sing the final song. So you're like, oh, they're dead, but they're back on stage singing, and then they take a bow and the curtain closes, you know? So it's, I mean, it's a little bit more like, oh, like a little bit more Romeo and Juliet type thing going on, you know? It's like she dies, he sacrifices himself, and then the end. But you don't have 9 minutes of Jim Henson puppets flying around New York or whatever.
Well, why can't they do that?
And just laughing hysterically. They're just, whoa, the whole time. Things are just blowing up and there's just giant plant mouths.
I forgot about that. And that was such a good impression. Do it again. Oh, please, please.
That was worse. I'm sorry.
I feel like you're joking.
Man, that's funny.
How about that Audrey?
Okay, who, last comparison question. Who would you get to play the plant? Who would be the voice of the plant?
Oh, crap.
You know, I think originally and maybe traditionally, the plant has actually been a woman's voice. So I don't know if that helps you, but I can kind of picture it, but maybe Adele?
Beyonce.
No, not Beyonce. The Yonce. I don't know. I think Adele would do a good job, but I don't know if she'd be up for it.
I don't like the idea of it being a girl's voice.
Okay, well, then pick a guy. I mean, it's 2017.
It's not as menacing.
What?
I'm just saying. It's 2017. If you want the guy to be played by a guy, then go for it.
That's how it works.
I don't know.
Well,
don't
do you have somebody in mind?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, Adele. Dude, that was dude, it? Yeah, dude, you're getting Adele.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
No one's going to get that reference.
It's okay. No, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that one. Mm. I just kind of sprung it on you.
I mean, it's just such a weird character. It's got to be a weird voice. It's got to be a deep voice. I just don't know.
You know what? If I'm going to pick a girl, I'm going to say the girl from Alabama Shakes.
Okay. She's got a huge mouth.
Well, that's perfect because she's playing a plant with a huge mouth.
I know. That's what I mean. There's a connection there.
But you don't have to choose a girl.
That's the only thing that's popping in my head because James put that idea in it.
Mm.
Well, okay. Sorry. He's a mean green mother from outer space. He's not a mean green father.
That's a good point. Didn't think about that.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Okay. Well, Nathan, since this is your favorite musical of all time,
Gosh,
what would you rate this musical?
How it actually is, or how much I like it.
I didn't. I didn't know there was a difference.
What that question is.
Yeah, and now this is a 50 scale.
No, 10 out of 10.
I can only rate it a 10 out of 10.
No.
Well, there are no rules.
You can rate it a 1 between a 10 out of 10.
1 between a 10 out of 10?
Yes. Like you... I don't know what's so hard about this. Give it a rating out of 10.
You worded it very strangely.
So, yeah, so rate it somewhere between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Could be 1, could be 10.
Could be 1, could
or
be
it could
10,
be
or
2,
also
3,
2.
4. Yeah.
2, 3,
okay,
4.
I'll say, I'm going to throw it as a 6.5.
6.5? Why are you on this episode
for his
of the podcast?
Favorite get musical.
Get out of here, man.
Well, maybe he just wanted to roast it. Maybe that's why he's here.
No, I'd say 6.5 just because it feels really old.
I disagree. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm 2 months older than it. It stands the test of time, in my opinion.
Well, better than... Okay, I'll say that. Yeah, so it's a freaking 12 then. How about that, James?
We don't want to bully you into an answer. We just... We just were surprised that you were so emphatic.
So I was rating it as what I think people would generally think of it, somewhere between a 6 and a 7.
We're not asking them. We're asking
but
you.
That's why I tried to get the clarification earlier, but no one was helping me out. They were just saying, hey, pick a 1 out of 10 between 1, 10, and 20.
Nathan, what do you think the number is?
I'd put it in the 8 ballpark, because it's not perfect.
8 ballpark. I just pictured a park full of billiard tables.
The 8 ballpark.
Yeah.
Anyway, but because I think it's fun. I think it's funny, and I think it's fun to sing the songs. But you know, it's not like a perfect movie or anything.
No.
So what would you change?
Daru.
I don't know. I don't know that I would change anything, but it's not. Well, it's just sometimes it's slow.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes near it's a little slow.
Near the end, yeah, I do kind of go, all right, this could end now.
Yeah, especially on that alternate ending where there's like, I don't know, a minute and a half of him, of Seymour getting picked up and going into the plant's mouth.
Yeah, it's so dramatic. It looks so funny. His body wrapped in vines, slowly getting eaten.
My wife almost stood up and walked away like, okay, I get it. And she was like about to. I was like, just keep watching.
Okay, so yeah. You'd give it an 8. Elise.
Yeah.
This one is a first impressions for you.
First impressions, Rose.
Yeah. So what are you giving it out of 10?
I give it.
She's praying about it, everybody. You can't see it, yeah, but she's
hold on 1 second.
Nathan, be quiet. She's praying.
Okay, sorry.
I can hear you.
Nathan.
It was pretty good. I was kind of busy, and my head started hurting. But I'm fine.
Your head hurts?
Yeah, I think I need to get a new pillow. Because the one I have is getting really flat, so I switched to another one. But I keep waking up with headaches, and I think it's the pillow's fault. That's the only thing I can figure. And then I got all these knots in my shoulders from it.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, Elise is done praying.
All right. So, discuss it.
You're disgusted? You're disgusted with
it? No. I discussed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided on 8.5.
Ooh.
Out of 10.
That's a pretty high score up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it did really make me laugh.
Yeah, I was really surprised how much you enjoyed it. I did not expect.
You thought I would hate it?
I didn't think you would hate it. I just thought at some point you'd be like, okay, D-U-M-B. And I was like, wow.
I do like to spell out my insults. That's one thing that's for sure about me.
Mm-hmm. So 8.5. So you wouldn't change much either.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's weird that it's not more well known.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Probably because a lot of people just hear, oh, it's a musical about a giant plant. They're like, that's enough.
Bye.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of a very particular group of people who are interested in that sort of thing. I mean, the actual, I've mentioned before, the actual plant, yeah, I mean, it's pretty weird. But if you have enough good music and good jokes mixed in there to keep me entertained, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I get that. I think I would probably give it an 8.5 too.
8.5 too. That's very specific.
Well, I'm trying to one up Elise.
Okay, I guess I thought you were copying me at first.
0.02 up, Elise.
Wow.
I'm always trying to 0.02 you up 0.02 up you. I don't know how you say that.
Well, it's the first time it's ever been said, so no one knows.
No, I give it an 8.5 as well. It's a great musical. I get the song stuck in my head all the time. And not just because it's like they're annoying, because they're not annoying. They're just so catchy.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are annoying.
Like what? This is a new
Green Mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think the actual plant songs are all that great.
Although, I mean, I like
Feed Me. From a leader of a band.
Especially the Feed Me whenever it cuts to Seymour and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And the whole song changes beat and like so good.
And I like when he goes, if you want a rationale, jump up top and think it over, pal. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Guys, you just staring at me. It's weird.
It's a great, great part.
I don't know the words, so I can't.
I just love when he says, your life will surely rival King Tut's.
Yeah. That's a pretty good impersonation. Impersonation.
I know. Every time he's done it, it's been pretty spot on.
Okay. So we all give this musical a pretty high, high rating.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of annoyed that I gave it a low one. I should have gone last, lower than you guys.
Yeah, we tried to help you.
I mean, this is all.
I didn't know what the baseline is.
This is all personal opinion.
Well, one, I guess.
Oh gosh.
It was pretty thoroughly explained.
Yeah. This is, like we said, this is all personal opinion. So we're not. Don't give it a rating on what you think people would give it, but what you personally feel in your heart of hearts.
Okay.
Or in your brain of brains.
Yeah. Or in your lung of lungs. So anyway, I guess we're done.
Is that how you guys end these?
I typically
that was the
go
most depressed way to end things.
Well, I really like this musical, so I mean, I want to keep going, but I guess we're done.
Everyone just threw up.
Am I supposed?
Oh yeah, we're all. This is another joke that doesn't work.
This is the Tim Tebow.
The what? We're all putting
Tim Tebow.
We're all putting our fists on our temples, just real depressed. Our foreheads.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you live downtown, depression's just status quo.
Nice.
Down on Skid Row.
Someone's gonna be away. Get out of here.
So this is just a little side topic. If we're going to end this here, last episode I mentioned that I'm working on a musical. Nathan, you know a lot about this musical.
I've had a hand in it a little bit.
At least you know some of it. I think we read bits of it together. So I think we're going to start teasing like little bits and pieces of it. Not music or anything, but just letting people know that, you know, I'm making something. And
you dabble.
I dabble, and maybe one day you guys will get to hear it. So that's just a little teaser.
Are you not even gonna say the name or what it's about?
Well, I guess this would
anything?
Be this would be a good episode to talk about the name, because if we're talking about weird musicals about killer plants, this is also, I would say, a weird musical. So Nathan, would you go ahead and reveal, you're the guest today, will you go ahead and reveal the name of this musical?
Yeah, it's Killing Babies the Musical.
All right, there you go. That's all you guys get for now. Killing Babies the Musical. Don't take it seriously. Please don't write in to send us Twitter stuff. I don't think we even have a Twitter yet. We should probably make one. Anyways, that's all you get. Killing Babies the Musical. Figure that one out. We'll talk about it a little now and then. Maybe act out some scenes for you guys one day. Well, I don't know. Well, I think that's good. I think we're done. This has been another episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions.
And we have opinions about them.
The delay is so bad. We really like musicals, and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses the musicals.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks,
Elise. It's good to see you again.
Great to see you, as always.
All right, and I'm James, and we'll talk to you guys some other time. Okay, see you later.
All right, well, I'm Nathan.
Bye,
and,
bye.
You know, I'll talk to you guys some other time. Great to talk about musicals, everybody.
All right.
Musicals. Jazzy.